The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, guys, are the Eagles going to implode? You guys realize, we said this yesterday, that the Eagles right now, all right, are a team that has really found their stride. Forget about us beating them earlier in the season. They are 11-2. They are vying for the best record in the NFC. Mike, they've won 9 games in a row, and they get the Steelers in the 4 o'clock window this weekend, which I think is going to be a really good game. But, Mike, it just feels like there's some internal strife that could maybe drive this team into the ground.
Well, I heard Mark Schlereth, Stink was on with Andy Randy today, and it was really interesting because he was talking about, you know, Jalen Hurts, maybe he's been cowed into avoiding the turnover. They don't really stretch the field. They don't get vertical.
Nope.
And that takes away what A.J. Brown does best. Now, certainly with Saquon Barkley, there's going to be a commitment to the run, and why not? He's on an MVP-caliber season. But you heard the comments. Certainly, we've seen wide receivers go diva. That's kind of in their DNA. Where not all, but some. And you heard A.J. Brown say, passing, that's what needs to improve. And then you heard Brandon Graham say, yeah, those guys ain't boys anymore. And man, they don't. And then he walked that back because that was a controversy. I couldn't imagine a team that imploded after being the number one seed can do it again. I just can't imagine. Sirianni would be so gone, it's not even funny. But somebody needs to get a handle on this thing and have one of these, like, seriously, closed-door meetings where everybody hashes out whatever they need to hash out. And keep the Philadelphia media out of this. And by the way, what's ever said in there doesn't get to the media. You feel me?
Yeah, I do.
They
got to
work it out.
Jalen Hurts, by the way, only has 16 touchdowns. That ain't a lot.
And if you've had him in your fantasy league or whatever, it's not an explosive offense like you would think it would be with the kind of weapons they've got at wide receiver with Devontae Smith and certainly with A.J. Brown.
Now, Joe Burrow doesn't have a winning record as far as his team. They're not 11-2, but Burrow's got 33 touchdowns. Like the difference, Mike, of talking about stretching the field and throwing it downfield. So we'll see how this all plays out with the Eagles. But are the Eagles better than the Vikings and the Bills? Because that's my next question. If you feel like they'll figure this out, then are they better? Are you willing to say right now they're better than the Vikings, we just saw them, or the Bills?
Well, who's a better coach team? I think you could argue O'Connell with the Vikings is a better head coach than Sirianni. He does delegate. The assistants obviously run the show. But their defense under Flores is high risk, high reward. They do give a lot of plays in the passing game. We had success there. And we had success in the run. We're the few teams who were able to run on Minnesota. But their offense, if you still feel that the Sam Darnold is going to turn to a pumpkin at midnight, that would be the thing. But then also Jalen Hurts in some of the big moments, he's gotten tight. You know, so I think that I'd say it's a push. I'd lean towards Minnesota if they won't get home field advantage because it looks like the Lions will be winning that division.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's the question about the coach. And by the way, what happens if the Bills don't get there this year? Sean McDermott, is he done?
Well, that block punt, by the way, you know, I bet on that game. It hurts. But that block punt that cost him that game because that was the mojo on that loss. But losing that game, because you feel that somehow, some way, the Chiefs are still going to lose another one. They haven't. But, man, Buffalo, like they had their opportunity to go through Kansas. Kansas City had to come to them. They couldn't get it done. I thought they'd take a step back when they turned over some of their roster. But even with the injuries to wide receiver, Josh Allen is having that MVP year. At some point, you feel the magic is going to run out for Kansas City. But how do you bet against Mahomes, despite how mediocre they've looked at times offensively, right?
Yeah, it's hard to. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. This hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. So the team we're playing this week, they lost 9 in a row, Mike.
Yes. They beat the freaking Ravens at home.
They did. Which was a shock earlier in the year, we have lost 4 in a row. Something's got to give, right? Yeah. I mean, the Raiders were on a 9-game losing streak. They are 1-7 on the road, but they're at home this week, which means they're 1-4 at home. Guys, they've won one game at home this season, one game on the road. That's it.
Their best two games, aside from the two games they won this year, are against the Chiefs. They just seemed to – that's a divisional rival. You know, last year they beat the Chiefs Christmas week, but they took the Chiefs 27-20. In Vegas, and then at the Chiefs, they lost by 2. Maybe that was another game where the Chiefs got another lucky bounce. But I don't know what to make of it. I mean, if it's not O'Connell, is Desmond Ridder going to, like, psych himself up, and he's got a chip on his shoulder, Carl?
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know. If you look at their stats, I mean, yeah, they miss Josh Jacobs, certainly. Their leading rusher, 320 yards. So they don't particularly do anything well. And their leading receiver is the best tight end in football right now. That's Brock Bowers with 993 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'd throw it to him.
Who's going to shatter the rookie record of Ditka and our Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I'd throw it to him like 80 times if I was them. We are frustrated because here's the difference between their losing streaks and ours, okay? For example, the Bears, all right? Bears are terrible. They had an awful losing streak as well, but the Bears weren't in first place. Neither were the Raiders. Right, when you start looking around the league and you say, well, this team has a 4-game losing streak, the Jets have lost 4 in a row. Jets haven't been in contention all season. That is the fundamental difference between us and these other teams that you're looking at and going, well, you know, we got a losing streak, but these other teams, who cares? The Giants on an 8-game losing streak. Mike, they were never in first place. They weren't winning the NFC East.
Now, what they had was a good pass rush, but that doesn't mean anything if you can't score on the other side. So, the other thing with the Raiders is the OC, Scott Turner. I don't know what he's going to try to do. I don't know. Jacoby? But remember the old law firm? Jacoby and Myers. Well, Jacoby Myers is actually not a bad pickup for fantasy owners this week if you feel our secondary is going to look like a Chinese fire drill again.
I hope not. We got to get some things fixed, man, and get them fixed quickly heading into that Monday night game. Now, here's the thing. The Raiders don't scare me like some of these other teams we've played, specifically last week. You're not going to see a better tandem than Addison and Justin Jefferson probably the rest of the season and with the TJ Hockenson catching the ball in the middle of the field. But you're right. We got to get that fixed. Meanwhile, Mike, just as we have to talk about this, because now we got to keep an eye, and I didn't think we'd have to. We got to keep an eye out on what's going Tampa Bay doing. Well, what are they doing? What does the rest of their schedule look like, and are they winning on Sunday?
Well, they play the Chargers, and after that, their schedule's easier than ours because we still have to go to Washington.
Now, they're on the road at L.A., but Chargers are favored as we speak by 3 points. But that's the other part of this now. It's not as if we can't just ignore what Tampa Bay is doing. We kind of have to keep an eye on what's happening, and that sucks because we didn't have to a few weeks ago. 404-726-0929. The rest of their schedule's Cowboys, Panthers, Saints.
Herbert, Oren just mentioned my ear, is still banged up from that last week's game. So, I don't know. The Bucs, they were in that game. They were going to blow out, by the way, the Raiders until the Raiders got an interception in the end zone, and then that made it tighter. And then later on, the Bucs stepped on the gas. You know, getting Evans back is still huge for that offense.
Mm.
So, I mean, look, we haven't had a passing touchdown in 4 weeks.
Yeah,
that's got to change.
Taylor Heineke's the backup for the Chargers. Forgot about that. We traded him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.